Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Billikens win! Billikens win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
We have just a beehive of activity over here at Cardinals Nation Restaurant. This place is crowded. The winter warm-up is crowded. This is a big crowd here today at the warm-up. So if you were curious whether people are coming in to the Cardinals winter warm-up, the answer is yes. I'm looking at the Cardinals Authentic Shop. It's crowded. The restaurant is full, maybe a table still available, maybe one or two here near the bar. Otherwise, everything else is taken. The people are enjoying lunch. And inside, it is packed inside what used to be Bally Sports Live. Now it's going to be part of Ballpark Village, FanDuel Sports Network. This is a good time over here, and we've had a lot of great people involved. And joining us on the line right now, sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling and American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning Dealers, our dear friend Bernie Miklas, who has covered a winter warm-up or two through the years. How you doing, Bernie?
I'm doing good, and I've really enjoyed this Sunday morning listening to you and all the guests and that round table you just had with the radio broadcasters. Was outstanding. A lot of fun.
I appreciate that. We've had so far Matthew Libertor, Mason Wynn, Alec Burleson, Quinn Matthews, Michael Ciani, Lucan Baker, Jimmy Crooks, and as you mentioned, Ricky Horton and John Rooney. And I'll tell you, you know, again, you don't want to get too out of control with this. You know, it is the winter warm-up, and we're all in a good mood. So you got to be careful to not make too many promises here. Like, let's not tell the fans that this team's going to go on and win the World Series. But I do believe that there's been a common theme among these players, and I think it's legitimate that they have something to prove. They hear, it's hard not to, some of the negativity out there. And I think I'm talking about the players here, not the front office. The players themselves feel like they can come together and try to do something special. Individually, they want to achieve a goal, Bernie, but as a group, they want to see what they can do once they get that first game going.
No doubt about it. And, you know, one of the things that struck me is when you guys were talking about what you were talking with Ricky Horton, and he mentioned in 1985, no one expect the Cardinals to win. And you guys gave me an idea, which I'm going to work on. And it is so true that some of the better Cardinals teams that were, quote, surprise teams had a lot of young players that helped a lot. You know, the 1982 World Series champions, people forget it. The Cardinals got Willie McGee. At the time, Willie McGee wasn't established in the big leagues. He was 23 years old in 1982. You had David Green on that team. You had John Stuper on that team. Dave LaPointe on that team. You know, and you go ahead to 1985, and I'll be really quick on this. Vance Leick was 24. Vince Coleman was 23. Pendleton was 24. Danny Cox was 25. You had Worrell as a rookie closer. Ricky Horton was on that team at age 25. Tom Nieto and Mike LaValle were the catchers, both of them 24 years old. you know, when you look at it that way, you stand back a minute and you say, listen, I'm like you, Tom. I'm not going to be like a, you know, wild-eyed optimist. I'm pretty pragmatic. But it would be foolish to just dismiss the idea that some of the young Cardinals players in 2025, to dismiss the idea they won't step up and make this a better team. Because we've seen it happen in St. Louis many, many, many times. It's a fact, right?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I think that, you know, the manager, Ollie Marmol, has a little fire to him. I don't think there's any surprise there that he has heard through the last few years. He hears the it's hard not to. You're sitting in the dugout. I mean, you hear people behind you, whether they're, you know, trying to do it with the best intentions. Sometimes it comes off as negativity, but he knows that the fans want them to be good. He knows that the fans have knowledge of the game and a passion that comes out. But he also knows that there are a lot of people that doubt him and the team. And I think, without getting too distracted, he will try to put a message together to this club that it's time to get after it, and we're going to try to win games. Don't listen to anything else other than that. Listen to me, our staff. Let's stay together. Good leadership is important. And by the way, this is a big year for Ollie Marmol. I mean, I'm not going to dance around
sure.
it. I mean, he's got to be good because there's a front office that is going to change, and they are watching.
Now, there's no doubt about it. And he's got a lot on his plate because I want to take a moment here because this is related to what you just said. I was impressed by what Sonny Gray was saying yesterday at the warm-up. I mean, he basically said, hey, we need to turn this leadership over to a lot of young guys. They're ready. And we, the older guys on the team, should support them, but let them fly. Let them do their thing.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
To become leaders. And I thought that was a resounding message that really resonated with me. And so to your point, then you have Ollie Marmol, and he's going to be under a lot of pressure because there's so much responsibility, you know, managing a younger team, cultivating new leadership within that clubhouse. deciding on who plays, because there will be a few positions on the team this year where the manager will have a lot of control of, like, well, who's going to be the starting catcher? Who's going to be the starting center fielder? He can shape the direction of the team. And I think, you know, like you said, man, it's naive to think that Heim Bloom and his people that are going to be taking over after next year, they're not going to be watching closely. So I've learned through sports, you never dismiss or just write off a hungry team with a lot to prove, because that can become a big force that sort of kicks in. What this means for the 2025 Cardinals, I really don't know. I heard you say this earlier. It's like there's really no need to make predictions yet. First of all, the winter's not over. You don't know whether Arenado's going to be here or not. Also, you don't know what other changes might be coming. So, but I like the vibe. I like the hunger. I like the, hey, let's have new leadership. I like the support of the veterans like Contreras and Gray, who have made it clear they're loyal to the Cardinals, and they want to be part of this transition. You know, they want to help bring the young guys along. I think that kind of stuff is cool.
I do, too. Just about a few minutes left. I'd say about 3 or so minutes left, so this is a good chance to put this in Bernie's words, because, Bernie, you do always do a good job of this, whether it's your YouTube videos at the Bernie Show or here on KMOX or in written form, because I think it's important to explain to fans what is going on. The club, it's their responsibility to do that for their fan base, to be transparent, to tell them what is happening. So in your words, for fans maybe just coming into town or re-engaging with the club, what is the reset to you? What are they doing down in the minor leagues, and how do they assemble this front office to make it happen? And this is a tough question to answer, but how long do you think it will take for it to happen?
I think like 2 or 3 years. And by the way, it doesn't mean that I think the next 2 or 3 years are going to be dismal at the major league level. They're in a transition. And the one thing that I say to like a lot of the people that subscribe to my YouTube channel and who, you know, I love their comments. I love when they ask me about stuff I've said and they take issue with it. I think it's just really important to understand that what the Cardinals are doing this year in terms of renovating and putting their minor league system, player development system, putting that in entirely new hands with a lot of really smart people from the outside, and they're going to get back to what the Cardinals have always done best when they were good, which is to develop their own players. Jeff Luhnow, that's why Bill DeWitt hired him. The Cardinals, you know, frankly, and they know it, and the reason I say I know it is because they decided, well, we've got to change this. We got to get back to developing our own players and giving our prospects everything they need to be at their best when they come to the major leagues. And so for them to put, I think John Mozeliak said yesterday, it's like a $20, $25 million investment in the player development system going into this year. This was long, 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 long overdue, and they had to do it. This wasn't some kind of whimsical, well, let's take a little shot at this. No, they had to replant their farm system. They had to do it from the ground up. And people, in my opinion, and I've said this all along, so I'm not trying to play to any particular audience, that excites me because I see the effect it can have on the Cardinals going forward. And you have to look ahead a little bit. And Heim Bloom has hired smart people, and Rob Serfolio has hired smart people. And the Cardinals' collective brain power this winter is getting a lot stronger. No disrespect to anybody else who's been there. Their collective baseball IQ is going to be much, much better going forward, especially in the player development and minor league system.
That's well said, and I look forward to seeing this all take shape. It already is. It's actually been underway for a while, and the pieces are starting to come together, and now it's time to get to work. Spring training is coming. The warm-up is here. We are going to wrap it up tomorrow, baseball writers' dinner tonight, and then it's up to them, the St. Louis Cardinals in 2025. Bernie, thank you for the visit. Appreciate it very much. Stay warm, enjoy the football, and have a great rest of your day.
You too, Tom. Thanks a lot. Great entertaining shows on KMOX. It's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks so much. Bernie Miklas with us on KMOX. Joe Pott is here. He is going to continue until 3 o'clock. A number of players.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.